Cash money, rich niggas. Loud pipes, big rims, nigga. That's my life. Hey, what's up, everybody? Uptown ENT back at it again. Brand new podcast. I am Lo. Here as always with my man, the Darth Vader.
Dang. What up, y'all? Another Sunday on lockdown. It's like we probably been punished for hard living. Blind to the facts. Thugs and convicts and guys prison. Praying. So, Father, please forgive me.
No. Police be rushing when they see me.
I flaunt it. America's most wanted live on TV. Like, I can't believe you don't like that verse. I can't believe you said he messed up that song.
Cause, man, I mean, if y'all don't know, we talking about Bone Thugs featuring Tupac. What's that song called? Thug Love?
Yeah.
You know what, man? It's just like, and maybe I'm wrong because I compare it with the Notorious Thugs.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, dog, I would like to hear Tupac, you know what I'm saying? Try. I know Tupac had it in him. He could have rapped fast.
I don't think that's his. I think people would have looked at it like, I don't know, Tupac. I think he was trying. But to me, I think the song mesh because I think Busy and Crazy Bone was the only ones rapping fast on there. After Tupac went, then Lazy Bone went, and it was like the same flow.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was just them two in the middle, and then you had Crazy and Busy in between, and then Wish, nobody really listened to Wishbone. I'm sorry.
That might be the title of the episode, dog, because it's so true.
Like, now since we're on the topic of Bone shit, because I be watching all interviews and seem like Busy. I guess he was portrayed as the crazy one.
Mm-hmm.
But he was really the Ice Cube of the group.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? Like how Ice Cube was with the money and stuff. Because Busy Bone was like 17 when he couldn't sign a contract. And that's probably why y'all don't see some of his music from his first solo album on there. Because he was going at it with Ruthless at first. That's why he wasn't really with the group.
Yeah, he ain't fuck. Was it Tamika? Easy's wife, because then she become the owner of Ruthless, and he wasn't fucking with her.
Yeah, they was butting heads. He said they got it straightened out at the end, but them cats was some real like thugs. Like it's not like these cats you see now. They be talking about the dope.
Mm-hmm.
These cats would make a record, and Busy was like, "Man, I was at the dope house, slanging."
I think it was a story that Crazy Bone had shot Wish or
accident. He had a shotgun on his hand and it accidentally went off, but he went to jail for the prison for that.
Yeah.
But like them, like, cause I had to go back and listen to their songs. And I was like, oh shit, I thought these cats was just rapping. Like after watching Busy Bone, listening to Busy Bone's interview, mm-hmm. I was like, oh, these niggas. So, Bobby Shmurda get caught up for rapping about his activities in the song, but wasn't nobody paying the attention to Bo rapping about their activities in the song. You talking about pulling a shotgun on somebody.
I think it's because they did more of a better job of storytelling. Like, Bobby, like, gave up way too many details, and they probably couldn't understand what Bone was saying.
Right. That's true, too, because I was like, dang. He said, I put the Boss Bird pump on him. And then Busy had an interview. He was talking about, he was like, oh, we was out. They was shooting in the back. I had my shotgun out, blasting out the window. I was like, okay. Okay, you got it.
Hey,
you know they was about to jump on Easy, though.
I heard about that. I think there was another Busy interview. I think that was like with Vlad. He was talking about like, yeah, we was about to fuck Easy up because I think it was, wasn't it something about the contracts with that too?
They only got $5,000 a piece, and they was like, they came outside and they rolled up on Easy like, hello. Easy was like, man, y'all niggas crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's probably why Easy fucked with him so much, because he was a little crazy motherfucker too.
He was like, and then they thought he was doing something at it again, because nobody, I don't know why they was doing these young boys like that, man, because they know they from the streets and they thugs, and they go back to doing what they doing, or they gonna ride on you. And why they didn't tell them at the beginning that Easy had died?
They didn't tell them that?
No. They sent them dudes home. They was like, you need to go. So they thought they was living in the mansions and stuff. They told them to go home. Like Busy Bone said, he went back to selling dope again because he got kids.
Yeah.
And they got together. They were like, man, we had finished Eternal. And you know what I'm saying? They thought they was being screwed over by Easy. And then on the news, they find out on TV, though, that he died.
Yeah.
Because, man, you know what? Everybody was saying he didn't look sick.
But you know what, though? That's almost kind of like, I mean, I think that still happened today to a certain extent. I've had times where people who I've been close with have died and they family members didn't let me know nothing. And they just put out like a blast on Facebook. And then their whole argument was, well, I ain't had time to text all y'all or call all y'all. Like, dang, dog, you couldn't at least call like the immediate people.
Right. Like, you gotta tell your the people signed to these motherfuckers, like, he dead, man.
Exactly. Right, because this literally their livelihood.
And they not used to messing with real dudes like that. Like, you gotta be cautious around them cats, because they will pull up on you about money.
Mm-hmm. That ain't the only time something happened with Ruthless. What's that man? What's them dudes who was on that song with Easy, when he was dissing Dre, real motherfucking G's.
I know you're talking.
It was BG Knockout and his brother, Traster or something like that. Definitely, like, no, BG Knockout was on Vlad again and was talking about, like, yeah, man, I was about to fuck Easy up, because it was again with the contracts. He was like, dude, Easy, we had wrote some raps for Easy and Easy hadn't paid us yet. And I was about to go fuck him up, and I was going to sign a death row. And then Easy came with the money at the last minute.
It must be something like, somebody must got him a lot when it comes to the money.
Right. But you know what, though? If you look at Compton, Straight Outta Compton, Easy, you know, at the end or whatever, especially Easy ain't had like no money or whatever, and then he had quit fucking with Jerry Heller, so it was just kind of like Easy was trying to like recoup for Ruthless, because it's like you thinking that with all the artists Ruthless had signed, especially back in the day like that, they should have been making all kind of money. But with the way Jerry Heller had fucked up the money and shit, and Easy didn't really know what the fuck he was doing, it was kind of like, dude, we got more money going out than we do coming in. So he trying to like fix the books and everything. And yeah, lo and behold, the downfall of Ruthless, which was what, like the probably like the first great West Coast label.
Mm-hmm. And I think Bone, I think they finally got the rights to their masters, which is crazy because, was it Crossroads that hit the tie with the Beatles?
I think so. Yeah. It had
the Old Town Road. Did Old Town Road beat that yet?
I don't know. I didn't know Old Town Road was even close.
Yeah, it was close. It's close. 7 months ago, Busy. I was like, I don't know if you watch Hot Box with Mike Tyson.
I thought you were talking about the other Hot Box with Be Real, where them niggas literally sitting up in Be Real car smoking.
Duh, because he was talking about Old Town Road is getting close to beating Crossroads, and they're gonna beat the Beatles. So,
dude, man, fucking, like, I know me and you remember that. Like, we really came from like a dope ass era of music, man. Because you remember, like, everything that got put out ended up going like multi times platinum. A lot of that stuff went diamond. Like, but we didn't really realize it at the beginning that we was like witnessing like a renaissance of music, like a golden era of music.
Was it Outkast? I can't remember what album it was. They was the first rap group to go diamond, wasn't they?
I think that was Equimini. It was one of them. Like, and that's why people say Outkast is like the best. If you're going strictly off sales, I guess you would say Outkast is the best group out.
Yeah, because like if you put Bone albums together, they hits was more famous, but when you listen to the album, that shit was just straight gutter, and that's hard to listen to depending on what type of music you in. But now I see these YouTube cats playing their music and reacting to it like, damn.
Yeah, because, motherfuckers going back and discovering that music and figuring out that old dudes like us wasn't just talking.
Right. They saying, they wrap circles around the Migos. I'm like, yeah, because they actually rap it words. If you go look up the lyrics, it's words up in them. You go look up Migos. Yeah, it's like Trump talking.
That motherfucker.
Hey, the Migos rap like Trump speeches.
Incoherent.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Repeat the same word over and over again.
But that's like a lot of them people from Atlanta, especially like Atlanta nowadays. That's like a lot of people from Atlanta nowadays. They just going through and they ain't really rapping. They just like, it's just like vibe music. Like they got like a hot ass beat, a hot trap beat. And they just, for all intents and purposes, man, they just making sounds on them songs.
Right. I don't really like that. I want to hear the lyrics. Like that's probably why we all navigating towards a Meg Thee Stallion or somebody, Travis Scott. Oh, this Travis Scott on the track. I'm probably gonna listen to the whole song then.
Yeah. But Travis is another one though, even though you can kind of understand Travis, but Travis another one who good for, I think Travis Scott is like the rap version of Prince, where he'll just get up on a song and then at some point he'll just go ahead and start just making like incoherent noises.
This is Travis Scott song.
Yeah, dog. That nigga he be going into a trance.
Right.
What's another? You brought up Meg though. Man, what you think about that Savage remix, man, with Beyonce on it?
I was grooving to it. Hey, if I start grooving, I know we be hating on Beyonce. I think it's really her fan group.
It's her fans, dog. I mean, I've never bought a Beyonce album. I think I only had like one or two Beyonce songs on like my mini playlist that I got. But you can't front on that song, dog. Like she came in talking that shit.
Mm-hmm. I said, ooh, this shit fire. I don't even care if it's written or not. It sounds like she wrote it. I don't even give a damn.
Right. That was going to be my next thing. Now, we do got to talk about this because I seen a whole bunch of people who when it's when it's male rappers, y'all can't wait to be jumping on them and be like, they ain't write that shit. But how come when it's women rapping, y'all don't care who wrote it? And we saw the same people. They were saying, I don't care if she wrote it or not. That shit was hot. Like, but a couple years ago, when Meek was saying all this stuff about Drake, you was ready to take Drake up out of your top five.
Right. That's the shit I'm talking about. Easy probably still in your top five as greatest. Everybody still say Easy E greatest rapper.
Easy, Dre. I don't think DJ Quick a lot of his shit he ain't right. Man, it's so many, and it's a lot of other rappers who didn't write stuff. Maybe they didn't write all of their stuff, whatever, but people still groove to them. And it's like, it's known that they don't write.
Ice Cube wrote a lot of stuff. My thing is, does it sound, like Snoop Dogg said, if it sound good, I don't care who wrote the motherfucker, I'm grooving.
Right. Man, you know, I think the only way I usually care about it is if you talking about like some shit that you done did. Like you talk about you done killed a bunch of motherfuckers and shit like that. Then right. It's kind of like, but if it's just like, look, dog, I don't care if Drake wrote his stuff or not. That shit jamming.
Right, except his new CD.
Man, hey. Hey, man. I tried, dog. I listened to that motherfucker like 10 times. Like, I'm like,
The only thing is the Toosie Slide and Chicago. I kind of liked the song before that. I forget the name of it. But I don't know what's going on in CD, man. I was just listening to it like he didn't even let. I mean, Chris Brown was featured on it, but I didn't really hear nothing from Chris Brown.
Yeah, man. It's a chore, dog. But I mean, yeah. I think
Drake going to be number one because of Toosie Slide.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be number one. And then on top of that, just because it's Drake, even though I know Drake doesn't always hit number one, but Drake always at least being like, what, the top three, top five albums whenever he drop.
Right.
I know Toosie Slide, because Toosie Slide popping on TikTok, like still and everything, whatever, you get streams for that too. I think a lot of it, man, you also got to look at about the fact too, B, that ain't nobody dropping now. So it's kind of like you just de facto winning.
Yeah.
Because
I was disappointed. I was like, oh man, I can't ride this.
Hey man, but you know what though, man? Some of them dudes who are Drake haters or whatever, who just hate Drake for whatever reason, a lot of them are probably gonna be like, yeah, dog, this a chink in the armor. This is chinking armor. Okay. This the beginning of his downfall.
I'm gonna tell you, Views was a chink in the armor, and then he bounced back with the next album. Yeah. His first album was kind of a chink in the armor because I didn't really like that joint either. But then he had The Weeknd write his second album, and that shit brought him back. So I think he gonna bounce back from this.
Yeah,
kind of hit or miss every time he drop an album.
He need to tap into that OBO sweatshop again.
Yeah.
But my thing is, though, this, do you also think that Drake might be doing some of the same kind of stuff where Eminem does, where he'll go ahead and drop like a dud or something that ain't really as good as we used to, just to get people talking and lull them into a sense of comfort, just so he can get some material to talk about for the next album?
No, because people probably afraid to talk about him right now because they think he going to come out and diss him.
I mean, well, shit, they ain't stopped nobody from doing that with Eminem.
They just so they
know how I am giving up.
I don't know why they was going at the end. Like everybody failed. And I just watched an interview with Everlast talking about the whole Eminem. So all right, man. And it seemed common with Eminem beefs. It's all a misunderstanding.
Yeah, but at the same time, though, it takes two people to have a misunderstanding.
So Everlast, I don't know. I guess he tried to. Eminem never made the first shot at Everlast, if that makes sense. I guess they was at an event together. He didn't shake his hand. I don't know what the situation built up to for that. M never said anything about the man, but Everlast came out with a diss song that he mentioned Haley in a rhyme, and then that stirred up Eminem's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he dissed him back, and then Everlast came out with another. So the diss tracks, because I know a lot of people saying Everlast probably won that, but the diss tracks didn't get to Eminem in time because Eminem only made that one because he only heard that one, and then Everlast had another one cook it and push it out, and Eminem didn't hear that second one until later, and so it got to him like last minute. So I'm like, man, I guess social media become a clutch sometimes, because I thought Everlast hit it with some bangers, and then Eminem just said, forget it, I'm moving on.
I mean, but whose fault is that it ain't get to your ears, though? Is that, like, your team fault? Or
the team, so that he said, I forget what, he mentioned Haley in that second verse. But M did diss him in a whole nother song after that.
Yeah.
And then they made up and shit. Because I guess Everlast told him why he dissed him. And Everlast said he wish he never mentioned Haley in any of the verses.
Yeah, man, you can't be mentioning kids or whatever. And that's one of my biggest things with rap, that people be always saying that everything on the table. I'm like, dog, kids, anything dealing with, like, my family, dog. Now, if you want to talk about, like, the crew I run with or my record label or something like that, that's cool. But don't be mentioning my family, dog. They ain't got nothing to do with this. They not about to get on the track and go against you, because then at that point, you making it personal. And we ain't even on no rap shit no more.
Right, you can't talk about no death of nobody that's probably gonna die soon or nothing.
Yeah. I mean, but yeah. It's just, but you know what though? I think our era does play like some responsibility in that, because we was the ones grooving off of Tupac and Hit Him Up or whatever, and that video was like, oh my god, yeah, that's why I fuck your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
And none of his crew jumped in and rap back at him, but. Like Busy, oh yeah, but hold on, I'll get to that in a second. So, do people forget that they diss Eminem first?
Because
didn't MGK diss Eminem on Tech N9ne song first?
Man, I don't know how the hell that shit got started or whatever, because I remember that Tech N9ne diss, but the one on the Tech N9ne song. But I think that that came after, I think M had, because you know, I mean, being honest or whatever, you know, M always, he will name drop somebody in a song or whatever. He will name drop somebody in, I mean, he famous for that, but he's not like, ain't like he gotta do it like somebody like Game or whatever. But Eminem will just say some shit or whatever. Like the time Will Smith just called a stray out of no fucking word. He was like, you know what I'm saying? Well, fuck him and fuck you too. And I'm like, damn, what the fuck Will Smith do to you?
Right. Because he said, I don't cuss on my raps and blah, blah, blah. But look though, so I had, because I've been listening, MGK dissed him first. And that rap guy, and then Tech N9ne was even talking about it. So I'm like, so you just didn't catch it straight. You got bodied. And that's the first time around, because you mentioned Haley after the rap guy first, and the Twitter interview or whatever he was doing. And M came and dissed you on his album Kamikaze. So yeah, you caught a body.
I mean, also I mean, you know, and there are times like that. Now, there are also times or whatever where M is kind of like the aggressor. Now, I ain't talking about like the Nick Cannon shit, because, you know, I mean, obviously Nick Cannon earned that. But
so, and Nick Cannon started that too, but he's saying he was minding his own business. So, you know, the YouTube people was like, nah, bro. And they called all his interviews mentioning Eminem before he got dissed.
Dude, he been talking about Eminem for like 5 years. For like the past 5 years, I'm like, dog, let it go.
And somebody told you they was gonna whoop your ass. What you gonna? You gonna catch a verse?
Mm-hmm. And he's still talking about he gonna whoop Eminem ass or whatever. And you know, still talking about I won that battle because he still ain't responding to my last one. And that's, I'm like, dog,
was it worth it?
Right. I mean, to be honest, all that shit wasn't worthy of responding to or whatever with Hitman and Clips and fucking, who was that other dude? Conceited. And then he had the other one where he had Suge talking on it at the beginning.
Nope.
And it's like, dog, it's like, dog, people ain't scared of Suge no more, dog. Suge ain't the fucking boogeyman no more. So bringing him out really ain't helping you.
Nope. Oh, yeah. What I was about to say with Tupac. So Busy was talking about this in his interview. He had his boy up in the studio when they was recording Notorious Thugs. And, you know, his boy had a Tupac shirt on, and Lil C's was up there. They was just bean-bugging each other. That attention was live.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, man, big man. So they was like, they got the whole story on that situation, man. Tupac got hit by a hustler, pretty much. They was hustling them. And you know who, because Busy Ball was up in the studio, was like, I know a hustler. Once I heard the situation and saw it play out, I knew what happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's also one of them things that it's hard to tell, though, unless you was actually there. Because it's like, you know, life does have like those swerves or whatever and stuff like that. And then you have Suge Knight getting in Tupac ear or whatever. Like, see, you fucking with them dudes. Then how come they ain't, you know, come to your defense or whatever? How come you ain't heard from them niggas since you got shot? And just going ahead and like, you know, amping that situation up, because Suge was like the first version of 50 Cent, where it's just like, let's start a beef to go ahead and get some publicity.
Yeah, but I guess we can understand why this cat Tupac got even more crazy. I mean, I guess I ain't never been shot in the head before, but I can only imagine what that'd do to you.
Yeah, Yeah, to make you not want to trust a whole bunch of people or whatever, especially like you looking at everybody crazy, because it's just kind of like, dude, I just left the studio with this dude. Or whatever. And now I'm into this, and you know what I'm saying? I ain't heard from this dude since or whatever. So you kind of like looking at people like, dog, this ain't right.
And Tupac was the greatest poser, though. Come on, y'all.
Hey man, I'm gonna go. Hey man, look, my damn Shit, and motherfuckers still get on me whenever I give like my favorite rappers list, and I don't never had Tupac in it. And I'm like, dog, Tupac wasn't really that good. He made some enjoyable songs or whatever, but if we're being honest, dog, Tupac can't talk about shit. Tupac was really one-dimensional. Well, he was two-dimensional because he was either talking about killing your ass or he was talking about social justice. But it wasn't like he was wilding you with his lyrical content or whatever. Like, and people always say Tupac is like one of these great storytellers and everything or whatever. Like, after you get past on first, like, the first or maybe second Tupac album, he ain't telling stories no more. He just yelling at that point.
He's like, yeah, motherfucker, ride on him. You're right, because when I listen to his greatest hits, it kind of ended at when he was with Death Row to me.
Yeah, that's when he stopped with that substance. That's when you ain't hearing no more keep your head up and Brenda's got a baby and all that shit or whatever. You heard, I'm gonna kill you niggas. Clah, clah, clah.
Thug life. He wasn't even a thug. He was an actor. People, he was a great actor. And he got the money. He was a hustler.
Oh, you know, it's man, I mean, I ain't telling nobody that they can't like whatever kind of music they like or whatever, but you get into them arguments, man. And everybody want to argue about music, and I keep on telling people music is subjective. Just because I like this don't mean that I'm saying fuck what you like.
Right, you can like this. So I'm just telling you my opinion on it. You want to have a normal discussion, then let's have it. Nah, you start getting inside your feelings, I'm done talking.
Come on, man. You know you can't have a normal discussion about anything with black people.
Oh, I'm about to get to that too. Basketball next.
go ahead.
But Tupac, man, he was a good actor. Like, phenomenal to me. Mm-hmm. But he played that part well. He should have just left that street life alone because he was in the streets, but he wasn't a part of the streets.
Mm. He an industry nigga, but you are in the streets nigga.
Cause him and like Jada said, man, he was in theater and all that stuff with her. He from Baltimore, man. All that, he should have stuck with the poetic rap.
I mean, but you know what though, is like I said, the influence of like Sugar or whatever and letting somebody mold you into something that you ain't. And even when Pac was like, man, this ain't me. And he like, I'm trying to go ahead and get away from Sugar. I'm trying to start this Death Row East or whatever, because really, he got what he wanted at some point, because he like, look, I just got a problem with Biggie and Puff. I got a problem with Bad Boy because I think Bad Boy is bad for the music industry. And once we get them up out of there, I got a problem with any other East Coast artists, because he had did songs with like Redman and Method Man and, you know what I'm saying, all them other guys or whatever. So it's like, dude, I just got a problem with them dudes. Them dudes bad for the industry. I want them out of here or whatever. But I'm, you know, he was about unity.
Yeah, that real character started coming into play.
Yep, and that's what Suge killed him, allegedly.
Like, nah, you ain't getting, because you gonna take over Death Row East and change it to something I don't want.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Man. I still want to beef with niggas.
That shit get, it's tiring beefing with people. I don't even beef with people, man. I just be like, man, whatever.
Yeah.
That shit get tiring, man. Sometimes I might even forgive a motherfucker. I can't stay mad at you.
Well, you know what? Sometimes, I mean, admittedly, I will hold a grudge, but I just be like, man, I don't fuck with you now. If I see you out, that don't mean I'm gonna like run down on you or nothing like that. I just won't say nothing to you.
And that's, I mean, you gotta accept it. They gotta accept it.
Right.
Like, I don't want to. If somebody tell you they don't want to be your friend, they gotta change their mind. You can't change it for them. Exactly. They gotta be like, man, I was tripping. If they don't change their mind, then it is what it is.
I done had plenty of people tell me that usually they're females, but they be like, I don't want to be your friend anymore. I don't fuck with you no more. Okay, cool. And then I get hit with a damn. So it's like that. What the fuck you want me to? You want me to sit here and cry and beg you to be my friend? I'm assuming you thought about this before you came to me with
you. Exactly. You stated what was on first thing that was on your mind because you wanted me to act like Keith Sweat. No. Just ain't no bag of time. We ain't doing it.
Oh shit. All right.
Keith Sweat's feelings.
Oh man, go ahead, man. Go ahead with your next topic, dog.
Basketball, man. You know, I don't know what's going on, man. Like this MJ documentary, I need to hurry up and watch it. I'm trying to wait till they get to episode 10, but and just binge it. Cass is bringing up old stuff now. I'm like, man, I'm loving this, but then why are we putting down LeBron?
Man, dude, that's my whole fucking thing. Motherfuckers have just used this damn documentary about MJ to shit on LeBron.
It's like, you know, okay, yeah, let's put it out. Look, okay, let's take it back to the late 80s. Everybody was shitting on Michael Jordan back then like they do on LeBron. Y'all wasn't Michael Jordan fans.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all was like, I don't like this dude.
But at least this was at the point where Jordan had won any titles. LeBron had won multiple titles and people still shitting on him.
Right. Jordan was like, okay, LeBron be crying about cramps and stuff. Look, Jordan was doing the same thing.
That nigga, man, look, Jordan fucking quit because he quit basketball because he was about to get suspended because of all the fucking gambling he was doing, and he had gotten into some trouble. That's part of the reason why his fucking daddy got killed, allegedly, because Jordan owed some motherfucking people some damn money, and they caught up with his daddy and killed him, just to show him that we ain't playing with your ass.
Right. They don't want to hear it, though. They all of a sudden Jordan fans.
Man, get the fuck out of here, man.
Hey. Jordan fans. Come on.
But talking about breaking up old shit though, man. Apparently Mike still got a problem with the Pistons.
Do the Pistons even exist?
I mean, his
Pistons though?
Yeah, a lot of them dudes still around. Like, and Isaiah Thomas was like, look, man, this motherfucker still mad at the fact that we ain't shake their damn hands before a game or after a game. Motherfucker, we was a rivalry. We hated each other. Isaiah was like, it ain't like now where people be talking about they hate each other and they still be practicing and stuff together. Like, no, we legitimately hated each other. And Mike's still mad about that. I'm like, dog, come on, dog, get over it. Like, you won, dog, get over it.
Right, it's over. And then Rodman, you know, he came out and he was like, man, and we don't even know what would happen back in the day if LeBron was around. He said he would have shut LeBron down.
I love when motherfuckers had them damn arguments and shit like that. But I'm like, dog, you ain't never played nobody big like LeBron before. You ain't never played no motherfuckers like LeBron didn't exist or whatever. Like the closest thing to LeBron was Magic, but Magic didn't have the scoring ability that LeBron did.
Right. And you ain't play against Magic.
Exactly. So it's just like they
did shut down Shaq at one time.
But even Shaq in his prime wasn't LeBron.
Nope.
I'm like, dog, y'all on some, man, these motherfuckers love doing this shit. And I'm just like, why can't we just enjoy the fucking thing? Enjoy the fucking thing. Why I gotta be let's take this chance to shit on LeBron. Why can't y'all just enjoy the fucking documentary?
Why ain't y'all shit on Steve Curry?
Man.
And his ankles.
Man.
There's a few more players out there, man. It's just, you don't even have, like, I think every team back then had a squad.
Mm-hmm.
You knew everybody on the team, even the white boys.
Mm-hmm.
Like even Karl Malone and all that, and like, come on, like all the teams, the Suns, man. Barkley was taking the Suns to the championship,
right?
You ain't got no team. You got no teams like that. What team's going to the championship in the finals, man? You got your choice between like four of them, I think.
Yeah. I mean, man. It's just, but you know what though, man, I knew this shit was going to happen when that documentary came. I'm like, all right, here we go, motherfuckers about to start talking about some, oh, LeBron can never be MJ. Like, what the fuck did MJ do? And another thing, motherfuckers just figuring out that I've been telling them for years, all of a sudden motherfuckers worried about MJ health when I've been telling y'all motherfuckers that he got dingy eyeballs for years.
They was like, he got glaucoma? I'm like, where y'all been at?
Hey man, that motherfucker eyeballs is nasty looking. Like he got jaundice.
Something.
But you know what though? That's because that motherfucker be drinking like a goddamn fish.
His wife tried to tell him, but he married the white woman.
That fucking flu game. Jordan had a flu, dog. It's pretty much widely known now that Jordan was just hungover.
Yep.
And they still lost.
Man, they don't want to hear that though.
Nah, they don't. I know we got to get up out of here. I got one more topic, and this might spark off a little fire or debate. But you know what's worse than a hotel? Hotel women.
Mm.
Man, look. So it's this chick on Instagram. I'm not gonna say her name because I don't want to get a chick no clout or whatever. But she be talking out of the side of her fucking neck. She one of them people who all like rah 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 black this black that, which I got a problem with because I'm black. You know, take pride in being black. But at what point do y'all hotels realize y'all sounded just like these white supremacists?
Man, because
some of the shit they say, dog, and it's like to the point where, because I reached out and I messaged the chick, and I messaged her a couple times, but I've just been asking her about like different things like that's been going on with the news and society and stuff, and it never fails. Even when the person is dead wrong, she taking the black person's side. So me and her have been like going back and forth, a debate about, you know, the reporter Sean King.
Yeah,
man. So she hates Sean King. And another thing, I don't understand why a lot of these hotel motherfuckers is light-skinned. At some point, you would have had to have somebody white in your family, right? So are you overcompensating?
I believe they are.
But so she hates Sean King. She thinks Sean King a crook and all this kind of shit. So, and this is like a little fun thing that I like to do with people, whatever, especially if I see the people got like some damn biases against a person. So I was messaging her, and it was something dealing with Sean King, but I left Sean King's name up out of it. I mentioned DeRay McKesson, one of the other founders of Black Lives Matter. And I was like, I forgot what it was, but I was like, oh, DeRay got this GoFundMe set up, and people talking about, you know, he had took the money and all that stuff, and then she's like, people always go ahead and do that with DeRay. DeRay is doing everything he can for black people. He would never cheat anybody. Then I was like, oh, my bad. I'm mistaken. That was Sean King. This bitch whole damn MO flipped, and she was like, Sean King, that's all that nigga do is steal. I hate his ass. He ain't even black for real. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, hold up. So we got the same situation, but when it's DeRay, you cool with it, and everybody going at him wrong, everybody doing him wrong. But when it's Sean King, you like, nah, fuck that. Sean King, that's all he do is steal. I don't trust that motherfucker. So hey, man, I'm just going to say, man, hotels, y'all are the same as these racist-ass white people, and y'all need to get the fuck on somewhere. If not, sometimes y'all worse.
Yeah, I believe that.
Because at least with a lot of these racist white people, as much credit as you can give a fucking white supremacist, at least with them, at least they honest about their prejudices and stuff like that. These motherfucking hotels be swearing up and down that they ain't got no prejudices. But the moment you catch them up in something, then you the problem.
I think they call them Israelites.
Yeah, them black Israelites. Them 5%ers.
They hate white people. I'm like, man, we ain't making this situation better. Man, we supposed to stop that heat.
If white people came out and said the same thing that them motherfuckers be saying, motherfuckers would be all up in arms. And it's wrong either way. That's what I'm just trying to get across to people. It's wrong no matter which way you do it. But that's it. That's my rant. Let me go ahead and my throwback of the week. My throwback of the week, I'm slowing it down for the ladies.
Oh, snap. Max had an email, didn't he?
He did? Oh, fuck. Okay, I'll read that after my throwback. My throwback of the week, I'm going to slow it down for the ladies. It is Silk, Meeting in My Bedroom.
There's a meeting in my bedroom. Sorry, yeah.
Hey, man, that's what motherfuckers used to really sing, dog. They used to stack them harmonies together. That shit was beastly.
Right. He said, please don't be late.
Please. He ain't call you a bitch or nothing like they be doing in these new songs.
Right. I like that ratchet shit. Oh,
they
man.
Do, dog. They do. I know. All right, let me get to these Max emails. Oh, what's up?
Man, so somebody posted a video of these girls fighting in the streets. Nah, I don't know where it was. It's during quarantine time. They supposed to be quarantined, but it's a group of girls. They split up in different sides. I guess one girl was supposed to fight the other girl, and they were trying to pull out rules like, this is one of and, you know, they start fighting, the girl hit the ground, and they trying to pick the girls up. It's like, wait a minute. They spent 5 minutes going over some damn rules. Oh, I'm like, it's a street fight. If they jump in, then it's a group fight now. It's no longer one-on-one. We ain't got time for all this talk. I'ma leave. I ain't fighting no more.
Hey, man, send that shit to me, dog.
Please. I'm not fighting anymore, man. I'm done. I'm walking away. It's over with. I done lost my momentum.
Please send that shit to me, dog.
They sit up there going over like, oh, my bad. I touched her. I picked her up. And this is real life. Like, this wasn't no comedy sketch. I said, I posted on that girl page. I was like, what in the hell? These motherfuckers had a whole discussion on some rules. And what's wrong with y'all generation? Because, look, if somebody jumped, it's a street fight. Ain't no rules. If you think that motherfucker trying to beat up your friend, then you just got to swing. You got to take the chance. This is it. We ain't got time to be talking.
Hey, nigga.
Then the one girl hit the inhaler.
Nigga, send it. Hey.
I'm going to send it in the chat.
All right. Shit. God damn. Hey, we got two emails from Max. Mr. Max. UptownEATBoys@gmail.com is the email if you want to hit us up. This first email is titled ATM. Max goes on to say, Lolo, you talked about someone taking dick out of their ass and putting it in a whore mouth. I do that all the time. I love disrespecting the bitch. Max out. That's the email. And ATM, apparently, I had looked this shit up. ATM me ass to mouth.
Oh, I thought he was like, at the moment. Okay.
Yeah, dog. I thought that shit too. I'm like, wait, what?
We all different levels. He just sent that one. I thought he sent in two, or was it last?
Nah. Yeah, here go another one. The another one is, hey, and we need to start reading the disclaimer before we read Max emails. The views of Max or any emailer should not be associated with Uptown ENT podcast because it ain't us. Don't come looking for us for legal action. We just reading the emails.
Right.
Well, now with that being said, Max emailed again and said, this email is titled, I fucked her too. Mm. Max said, I fucked a bitch named Keisha Bottoms who worked at the strip club at ATL. Wonder if that's the same one. If so, she a dead fish in bed and can't fuck.
Not a dead fish, cuz.
Hey,
fish.
Hey,
if you get a dead fish wet, they start flapping again. You sure? What the problem is? Hey, also, y'all need to watch that. Go find that. What's that? The Kenan Ivory Wayne's video where he was on doing the IG announcement. And this shit was funny.
Yeah, that
shit. Old cats don't know how to work the computer.
That nigga Keenan's so stupid, man. Keenan look good. Keenan look all right to be as old as he is. Cause motherfuckers forget Keenan was old when he first broke into the industry.
Right. I don't know if I had this as my throwback. So my throwback movie is actually one that Keenan was in. I don't know if I said this before. Was it I can't remember the name of the movie now. Hollywood Shuffle.
That Robert Townsend classic.
Right. It's going over, you know what I'm saying, stereotypes of black people in movies. You know, they want Robert Townsend to be like Eddie Murphy in all his movies and stuff. Or a slave or some uneducated black man or a thug. They go over that in that whole movie. Ken in that movie, though, he had the Jerry curl. He was shaking it around. Hey, that dude's stupid, man.
I gotta say,
the Wayans brothers, when they do this gay shit, that shit actually be funny.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why they so good at it. I don't even want to know why, but this should be funny. Because I just be like, oh, these motherfuckers stupid. The Wayans brothers, man, the show, Sean and Marlon, man, they like the ultimate comedic duo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, them boys beast.
They need to do something, but don't come out with no more bullshit like that 30 Shades of Black.
50 Shades of Black.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Nigga shortchanged about 20.
Hey, don't come out with no more bullshit like that. Leave that alone. We don't need no more of that. Y'all can do better than that. That was a fluke. I was like, no. Because Haunted House was hilarious to me.
That was a fluke like like Drake baby mama.
Mm.
I mean, he said she was a fluke.
Yeah, he did say that. And then nobody called him out on that, but Joe Budden.
Man, hey, nah, we ain't got no time for me to get into that nigga Joe. All right, man. Hey, you got any parting words? Because I know we got to get up out of here. You got any parting words for the people, bro?
Parting shots. Bow, bow. Like using my civil rights. Like these people standing at the in Michigan in front of the Capitol.
Well, they white, so they can tap into they civil rights and whatever that is to let you bear arms.
To our white listeners, if we have any, if y'all listening, man, and y'all think that's right, I want you to look at the Black Panther Party as well, because it's the same situation.
Yep.
They fight for different rights. We had the guns up there, and now they fighting for some silly rights, actually. The lockdown in place, trying to keep you safe. The other one was you being terrorized in our own neighborhoods by the police.
I'm trying to figure out how aggressive that lockdown is in Michigan, because these motherfuckers losing their minds.
It can't be that aggressive, because if y'all, I guess it's because the business is not making money. They all, them probably people with small businesses. Because Walmart jumping, Target jumping, and I guess they like, wait a minute, these people in here, like, come on. But y'all ain't got to block up the whole highway or nothing like that for these medical workers to get through. Because it could be one of your family members that need to go to the hospital, man. Don't do that.
Exactly.
And hold up. And then, does Blue Lives still matter now after all that?
You know what, man? All that shit only matters when they talking down on Black people. You know that.
Okay.
You
showed me the video to do the rest of getting arrested, the resisting arrest. Nothing really happening to them. These people standing up there with guns, disrespecting the police. Hey, they screaming in a police face inside the Capitol.
Right. And ain't like,
wow.
Dude, like, black people could be standing on the other side of the street, on the other side of the street, screaming at police, and dumb motherfuckers will go over there, tase them, drag them back to the squad car and everything. And you try to tell me this shit ain't different.
So I need somebody that with a cell phone to go up to one of these Blue Lives Matter people and ask to show them this video of them screaming at the cops and throwing stuff at them. I want to know get their opinion on how they feel about that. Now, if you say it's right, they have the right to do that, then hypocrite.
Oh, yeah. They got the right to do it because they're white. And white people feel like they got the right to do anything.
Man, like Blue Lives. I was like, what happened to Blue Lives Matter? I guess that just went out the window when there's something happening to y'all, but it's happening to everybody, though.
And then another thing is, y'all got a problem with Colin Kaepernick doing a silent protest, just kneeling. He ain't saying shit, he just kneeling. But y'all protested, walking down the street, like you said, cussing people out, waving guns in the air and stuff like that. So this man, this Black man, can't do a silent protest, but y'all can go out here and do all this crazy protesting. But it's okay, though, because y'all got a legitimate reason, right?
Also, y'all walking around these flags. What if the military rolled up on y'all and gave y'all 5 seconds before they started shooting? How y'all feel about them flags then?
Man, I'm just waiting for these motherfuckers to eventually get tear gas like they did over at Ferguson. Because they was tear gassing motherfuckers every night just for walking down the damn street. marching, wasn't hurting nobody.
Oh man. And then they not getting tear gas. It was like, oh, and then Trump was like, it's good, give these people what they want. I'm like, why not? Okay.
Dog, if Obama was doing this shit during Ferguson or doing like the protests we had like with Black Lives Matter for like Trayvon Martin and stuff like that, dog, they would have went and took Obama out of fucking office. You can't say that because you inciting fucking riots.
Right, and these nurses are quiet right now. Like, why are y'all quiet? Some of them, and they just looking like, these, I guess they in shock right now because these are the same people, part of the same party as you are now.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all represent the same thing. And now, you can't protest because your job on the line.
Mm-hmm. If you do
it. So, hi. There's sick people out here. You know how the disease works. You know what's going on. You know how fast it's spreading. So how, I just want to know somebody's opinion on the whole situation and how it looked. I don't want the opinion of somebody that already know. I want to know on the other side.
Right.
I got to get their views.
Yeah.
Because, like, I was just seeing, like, this old shit just one-sided.
Yeah.
Right now, and everybody looking like hypocrites. And I guess it's just like you said, your people. So you probably ones that said your people would never do nothing like act like animals.
Yep. Yep. But it's only acting like animals, like I said, when it's black people. Then it's a problem. Then it's acting like animals and shit like that. Or if you get treated like a black person, because I heard a lot of people say that whenever the police start roughing them up, like, you treat me like a fucking black person. So, you do realize that we get treated differently.
Right. And for real, though, animals are smart. So,
there you go. Turn it around on them. Make that a positive.
Because I never even tripped off. I was like, man, this shit, they smart. They don't even talk. Yeah, they learn. You call us monkeys. Right. And they scary when they smart. Dangerous.
Hey man, white people favor primates way more than we do, if we being honest. Cause can't nobody tell me Trump don't look like a fucking monkey. That motherfucker look like a straight up orangutan.
Look, I'm just saying, man, like y'all calling this and stuff, y'all don't realize these animals are smart. And our people, we need to flip the script and be like, wait a minute. That's a compliment. Thank you. They stop doing this shit. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's just like what you have to tell kids though. Whenever somebody at school making fun of them or something, be like, dude, stop letting that shit affect you, and they'll move on to somebody else.
Somebody call you like, that's why they keep doing it, because they want us to show out.
Mm-hmm.
Stop letting it make you stop being vain. You know damn well you look like no fucking gorilla. Some of y'all, I'm sorry.
Well, I was gonna say not all of them.
But just pretend like you don't. If you do, just pretend like you don't look. I don't look no fucking gorilla. I got a job and shit. I can function. Thank you.
They falling for that banana in the tailpipe.
Right. People ask me. I'm like, somebody probably just say some racist shit to me. I'll probably be ignoring their ass. It's like, oh, cool, thank you.
Or you know what, man, I'd have people say racial shit to me or whatever, or say like shit that had like strong racial undertones. I'd be like, so what you mean by that? And then they'll either usually back down, or if they try and be like, well, I can say whatever I want to say, be like, oh yeah, you can, but you need to be prepared for if you say something that you might get punched in your fucking face. And then it's kind of like a damn standoff at that point. It's like, usually they go back down and be like, well, shit, this motherfucker might actually hit me.
All right, because I'm hitting you in the jaw. That's a knockout spot.
Right.
I ain't punching you in the eye.
And right, get back up. And right, nigga, at the least, you might not get knocked out, but at the least, your fucking jaw gonna be broke.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm then
that spot to make you go to sleep.
Good luck saying some racial shit then with a broken jaw. You gonna have to type that shit out, write it down or something.
Or you get a motherfucking square up in their nose and black both their eyes. You ain't got to do them all that punching. I ain't.
Hit that motherfucker right up in their snot box.
All right, y'all. That was my long parting words.
Hey, y'all. Yeah, man. Thanks, y'all, again, for everything. We appreciate y'all. y'all the real MVPs and shit. Yeah, I ain't got no point of word, so yeah, whatever. Bye, niggas.
Later.